Okay, there it goes.
Okay. All right. I am Blenda Cox, and this is ARENA, the effectively using ARENA and group tools. So hopefully that's where you intend to be. And let's see. So this is the first session. And did you get logged in? Okay. If you want to try to connect to anything this evening, you're going to need to get on to either HFBC guest Wi-Fi or Corner Books, I think, one of the two. The website, if you look at in the handout, it's near the bottom. It says login at https://lbs.hfbc.org. That is how you get to this site. How you get access to the site is the page on the back. It is the use and confidentiality form that I need on all volunteers. If you don't have one of these on file and you're going to be the outreach or in-reach person for your class, or if you just want to do prayer emails or anything, you need to have this on file so that I can then create a login and a password for you. Okay? So you can either leave this with me tonight, or you can send it back in your LBS box or something on Sunday. Or mail it in or scan it in. And this doesn't have my email on here. There are business cards in the back that have my email address and my office number, so if you need that, you can take one of those. Oh, it's at the bottom of the form. Good. I did something right. Okay.
And it's on the bottom of the page, too.
Okay, it's probably in the footer on all the pages. Awesome. All right. So has anybody not heard about ARENA? Do anybody not know what ARENA is or what it does? Okay. ARENA is the church's main database. It's where we track all of our member records, visitor records, volunteers, all of the different Life Bible study classes, who's in which class, what time they are, all of that kind of stuff is tracked in ARENA. This is a portion of ARENA. It is the Life Bible study access, and primarily it gives you visibility into your class role. It's an electronic version with some bells and whistles of the paper form that you get on Sundays. Okay, so it gives you on your paper roll, depending on how your class has it printed, it could be that you get just name and phone number and the last date they attended. Some rolls are printed with the address on it, and so then you'd have their address information. All of that is available through this login. This is information that you are entrusted with, just like you are with those roll sheets. It is information to be used to outreach and minister to the group that you are a part of. And so that's why we request the confidentiality form. We want to make sure that you understand that it is, you know, a set of information that's been entrusted to you that has been given to the church in good faith, and we're being good stewards of that information. Once you have your access, then on page 3, once you have the access, you can log in. If you forget your password or your login ID, there'll be buttons that you can click on to request that information be given to you. From this site, this is the main page, you would go into where it says member login over here on the left. It is not typically blue. It is more of a gray. But the screen was really, really, really pink. And so blue is better than really pink. So just keep in mind that the colors are going to look different on your own screen. Once you get into the member login, so I'm going to click on this, and I'm going to log in. And you can tell it to remember your password. Don't do that if you're on a public computer. And then you're into the site. The main thing that we're going to be dealing with are going to be either the group leader toolbox or the attendance search. The group leader toolbox is where you go to get your class information. The attendance search is a way for you to be able to post attendance electronically as opposed to on the roll sheets. And so somebody could log in to this on Sunday on a tablet and go through and post attendance. It's immediate. So if you go into your roster and want to see who's missed the last Sunday or the last 2 weeks, you'd be able to see that information because you posted your attendance electronically. Okay? The difference between this and the printed one is simply that it's a quicker way to get it in the system. It saves some paper for our office. You would still get your printed roll, so if you need that, you would have that. It's not going to stop. You don't choose one or the other. You can have both. So you're not missing anything. On the bottom of page 3, if I go to the group leader toolbox over on the left, then I get to this page that is the list of groups. And so you have to be a leader in some capacity. You could just be an outreach person. You could be the prayer person. You don't have to be the teacher or the director. But then you would get access to any groups that you're a part of. So if you have a morning Bible study and an evening Bible study and you're a leader in both of those classes, you would have visibility into both of those. And so you can see on the sample here that I've got two different classes that show up. Over to the right, it tells me the average age, the date that it meets, how many members. Now, keep in mind that this particular is everybody that's ever connected to that class, and so you may have 500 there when you go in. That doesn't mean that you've got 500 active members. That just means that at some point in time, you've had 500 people connected to that class. So this number is a little deceptive right here. To see the actual class, if I click on the name, it's a link. You can see it probably better at the bottom of page 3. It's kind of blue, and that's what it'll appear on the screen with the underline. And so if I click on that, it takes me into the list of names. Okay? So once I'm in this list of names, then I can contact these people. I can request to have information updated. I can look at reports. I have lots of different choices. If I back up a step, the attendance search, still at the bottom, or I guess I've changed to page 4. The attendance search looks like this. We'll get into this in a little bit more detail a little later. But you'd put in your group, the date, and then you'd get some choices depending on the date and the information that's out there. And so if I'm going to go back to the group leader toolbox, and we're going to look at the member and visitor information. So I'm going in to the group leader toolbox, and I'm going to choose the class that I want to go into, so the link, and I'm here with this list. Now, keep in mind that I'm in a training version, and so I don't have a lot of people in my class, but the function and information is going to be the same. The screenshots may look a little different depending on which class I was playing with when I took the screenshots. You've got the roles that you see here are filters. These are the same things that are appearing on your roll sheets on a weekly basis, the different. So if you've got somebody that is an assistant director or an in-reach leader or a missions leader and they have that title in our system, then it's going to print on the printed roll sheet. It will be listed over here on this screen. And so their role in the class is going to be there. Got a question so far? Anything? Okay. A note about visitors is you've got three different kinds of visitors that show up on your roll sheet. You've got members visiting. They're a member of another class, and they visit your class. We don't take them out of their membership class until they say, move me to this one, I want to join this class. So we put them in as a member visiting. so that you know that they're a member of the class, of another class. You have visitor to church. That means that somebody came to the worship center, filled out a Get Connected card, and we've attached that person to your class because their age or their likes or something meets with the dynamics of your Bible study. And then you have the visitor to Sunday school. That's somebody who's actually shown up in your class. And so when you're managing these records, those are the three different categories of visitors that you have. One thing that you want to be aware of on this screen is this box right here. It's all the way to the right. And the very last one is the active only. Remember the 500 names that I said could be connected to this class? They would all be listed here. So if I check active only and this apply filter over on the left, then I'm going to be looking at just the list that prints on Sunday. Let me tell you why that happens. As the church, we want to know all of the things that someone has done. Say someone has been a church member for 10 years and they pass away. We want to be able to reach out to the different Bible study leaders, to their different ministries that they've been involved in, to let them know. Same thing if it's a wedding or something and they say, I want to invite such and such Sunday school teacher. We want to be able to have that information. So we don't ever disconnect or completely remove somebody from a Bible study class. They're inactive in this format. And so if you're looking at active only, doesn't mean that because the system says they're active that they're in your class every Sunday, but it does mean that they're an active record in the database. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. What happens if the class disbands? Do y'all still have a category for that?
It depends on the dynamics of how that happens and where the people are supposed to go. Sometimes in those scenarios, they're blending classes. And so some of the people go to this one and some of the people go to this one. It just depends. There's not a clear answer to that.
Okay.
It really depends on the dynamics of how that class is disbanding. For instance, with our Newlywed and Close, they promote every year. So you can only go for a year. And so then they promote out. Well, those people have to go somewhere. And so there's kind of a in-between class until they go. Until they go to this class a couple times and say, I want to be here. And so it just depends on the dynamics of what that is. And so these are different things that you can do. You can filter here, and that's going to change the list down here, just like the active only. So if I took off my visitors to church, and had I had any down here, then they would no longer display after I do the apply filter. Make sense? We've got the group roster, which is what I'm looking at here. Yes?
What did you say the three classes of visitors were? The visitor to class, to church, and what was that other one?
The member visiting.
Page 6.
Yeah, page 6 has a full screen view. The visitor to church is the ones that just come to the worship service. Visitor to Sunday school, visitor SS, is someone who's actually been in the class. And then you've got the member visiting class. They're a member of another Life Bible study class, but they're visiting your class. And so that allows us to put them on the roll without counting them in a member as a member in both places. Because we keep track of enrollment for the Bible study classes, but if you've got a morning class and an evening class, we don't want you counted as a person in membership to boost our enrollment. We want to make sure that we're trying to be accurate with our information.
So how long are members visiting from another class kept on your roll?
Until you give us a pink slip, a record correction to say take them off because you've contacted them and they came for a special event and they're not coming back. Or they give us something saying to remove us from that, or they decide that they're actually going to join this class and we take them off the other one. And so it's at your direction.
Okay, we've done that, and they are still on our roll. I don't know what else to do.
Okay, if you
maybe
will,
I'm not saying the right thing on the pink sheet.
Well, that's possible. If you'll send me an email, if you'll get my business card or
I have it.
If you'll send me the name of the person and the reason that you want them removed. They've moved away. They're no longer attending.
It's a singles class
like
and
that.
I got married.
Yeah, something like that.
Or they're a member of another class. Sometimes we put on our sheets just visiting because someone may have come with a friend and they're from out of town.
Mm-hmm. Now, usually if they're out of town, we don't add them. But if they're local and they're just visiting, if you write it on the roll sheet, on the attendance sheet, that doesn't usually get picked up. We try to catch those, but we don't always catch them. But if you'll email me the information, I'll look into it and get back to you about it.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You can always send me an email. Feel free to email me with your questions. And I'll do my best to research it and get back to you or take care of it and respond to you. The other stuff that you've got here, you see off to the right, we've got other tabs besides just this group roster. The occurrence and attendance summary is another way that you can go in and post attendance. It's a little more complex, not quite as easy as the other option. And it is listed in here. We're not going to talk about it a whole lot. The other option is a better choice. And so, but you can do it this way if you wanted to. If you needed to go edit after you posted attendance and realized that somebody was there and you didn't mark them, or you marked somebody and they weren't really there, it was somebody else, you can go in and edit this way. It would be a way that you could fix it. On this roster, and so on page 5, on this roster, if you click on the person's name, again, you can see better on the graphic that it's a link. So the person's name is a link. It's got the underline and it's blue. If I click on that, I'm going to go to their information. And so this is their member information. If I go back, let me see if I can pull this down a little bit. You can't really see it, but if I hover over it, I get a pop-up box. And so I'll get a little bit more information with the pop-up box. But if I click on their name, then I can see in here their membership information, when they joined the church, phone numbers, and down here would be attendance.
Question on this particular page.
Okay.
That little graph at the bottom, scale thing, what does that mean? And everybody's had, like, some people's went to 100 and some people's went to 40. What is it?
Well, it is based on the group that you're connected to. And this, each one of these dates is a month, so 4 weeks or 5 weeks, depending on the month. Some 3 weeks, I guess. And then you've got attendance in those periods based on how many times they could have met in this class. And so in a 4 week period, if they had 4 times that they could have been in class and they were there every week, then they would have 100 because they made 100%. If they were only there twice, then the top would be 50 because they only were there 50%. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
If they have 2 classes, then they'll have 2 different colors, and so the 2 different colors will be different levels. Does that help?
Mm-hmm.
So this is the month, and this is the amount of times. And so if they had 2 classes and both had 4, they could essentially have a 200% attendance rate. Yes. Absolutely. But that's what that is it just counts, and it'll count for both classes, and so if there's 4, then you hit 100% twice. So it's a little confusing in the way that it's there, but, I mean, it gives you a visual to look and see kind of patterns.
I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
If we enter the attendance, how do you know that we've entered it? Do we have to arrange with you first that we enter the attendance, or you do it?
if you're going to start doing that, if you'll just let us know so that if there's a week that you don't do it and it is on the paper roll, our person that does attendance on Mondays, she'll check them every week, but she's probably not going to check yours as diligently if you've said, I'm going to do attendance. We've got several that do that through the electronic, and so she'll look at them, but as long as it's blank, she just flips the pages and goes to the next one, just so that she knows not to call and say, we didn't get any attendance for this class.
Good, thank you.
Mm-hmm. We would still need the tally sheet count. So the head count that you do, we still need that. That does something different. Up here at the top right corner of this, you have update option. And so you can see that at the bottom of page 5. I think it actually doesn't give a screenshot of the expanded thing. If I go to update, it gives me a page where I can change their phone number. I can add a cell phone for the spouse. I could add a spouse's name. Or over here in this section, I could just add some little notes. And this would come directly to our office, and we would be able to update that cell phone or update that information that you've provided to us. And so it's a way for you to communicate with us.
About adding their photos.
If you want photos, it needs to be a JPEG format and have their name, and you'll have to send it to us for us to upload.
We can't do it.
No.
Okay.
But we can add photos. And so if you want to do that, if they want to let you do that. The ones that are in the system are typically the ones that currently are the ones that were taken when you join the church. And so if you joined the church 15 years ago, then it's going to be 15 years old. Pastor Greg's is very young. He looks like a very young man. Okay, so if I go back. There are a couple things over here on the left navigation. One of them we'll look at in detail. The other one is user confirmation, and it's not in here. It is simply if your information has changed, you can go to user confirmation and send me the same message that you would have from the update that your address has changed or your cell phone has changed. Okay? And so that's just user meaning the person that's logged in. Okay, so back at this page, so page 6 is essentially this screen. I want to point out, again, the active only box, where that is. It's got a red box around it. The other thing that I want to point out is up at the top, it's the last blue box across the top. It says guest or member information. This is a electronic version of your little white piece of paper. Okay? You can put this information in. It'll come to our office. We'll get it just like we will the white slips and update that information. It is not the next thing. Let's see what page it's on. It's actually a sample of it is on page 10. And so the information essentially that you're adding is going to be the same thing that you would be filling out if it was a white slip. You can fill it out and put in there that you're a Life Bible Study leader, and then we want your name. If you're handing a tablet to someone and they're filling it out, then they would do it like you see it here where it says self, and they would put in the information. Okay? Now, some of the Bible study classes are using a Google form. Is anybody in here using that yet? Okay. We'll look at that briefly. That is another way that you can do an electronic ad. Okay? So those are a couple things off of that page. The other thing that I want you to notice is down in the bottom left corner, you've got And this is kind of a squished view, but it's an envelope and the Excel icon. Page 6. And so I don't know if you can see it. It's right here on my screen. The email, if I click on that, is going to be on page 7. Depending on what I have checked off here in my filters. So if I don't want to send it to my visitors to church and my visitors to Sunday school, I only want to send it to my members visiting and all of my leadership and the members of the class. So I take those two check marks off from my visitor to Sunday school and visitor to church and do apply filter, and then it'll refresh my screen so that I'm only looking at members of a Life Bible study class or leadership. Once I've done that, then I can go to the email. Now, there's nothing to say that you can't send it to everybody. If you want to send it to all your visitors to church and visitors to Sunday school, you're welcome to do that. I just was showing that you can filter that on and off. So once you've got a list here of the people that you want to email, if you click on the little send email, it's going to take you to the page like you see in the handout. It is going to use, by default, the email that we have in Arena for the user that's logged in. And so you can see that mine comes up as my church email. But if I wanted to change that to my personal email, I can highlight that and just change it to my BorderNet. Well, not XCOM, but. Okay, and so then it would be from the BorderNet. And I could put a different reply to, or I could leave it that, or I could change it to match. And so you can type over that information. It's not fixed in those fields. You do want to be sure that you put in a subject. And so is this email about the prayer list? So if we put in prayer, then I can come right here and do an attachment and attach my prayer list so that it goes out to the class. If you check add to history, then it becomes part of the person's record that they got that email. It's not necessary. You can uncheck that box, but it's not going to hurt if you leave it checked. It's not going to matter. Then you come down into the box, which is the body of the email. And if I type in, you see in the picture at the bottom of page 7, there's a logo there. And so there's a little box up here that says Image Manager. So I could drop in a logo, or I could type in dear. And if I wanted to put a merge field, I can come down here and find nickname and double click on that, and it'll drop nickname in there. The difference between nickname and first name is just, if I'm going by Blenda and my nickname is BB, then it's going to say Dear BB instead of Blenda. Just depends on how you want this addressed. If you want it to be more formal, then you can use first name. It's going to go out as an email that says Dear Blenda and then whatever your message is. It's going to go out one-on-one. It's not going to be a blind carbon copy where they can reply to all. And you're not giving anybody's email out. So you're not releasing any
personal information.
So it's like a one-on-one email. You just go ahead and type your email and then go to the bottom and say send email. Don't use the bulk mail because this is a small group. You're going to be sending to a few people. I mean, even if it's 200 people, it's still a smaller group. It's not a church-wide email that's going to people that haven't said, I'm interested in what you have to say. Okay? So it's not a bulk email, regardless of how many people you're sending.
Because bulk would send it to their spam filters, right?
It might, but I mean, it could do that anyway. Primarily, the bulk is for large newsletter things like the Pastor's First Thoughts or things like that, okay, that you can opt out of. Typically, when you're sending prayer lists or things like that, people have said, yes, I want to do that already. Or you're sending out, you know, the calendar, and they're interested in what's going on in the class. And so you've already got the permission, so to speak, to include them. Where church-wide, to everybody in the system, is not necessarily a permission, so they could opt out of some of that stuff. Okay? I'm going to go back to the member homepage and back into the group leader toolbox and back into my class. Okay, there's a few things to know. One is that you have to have the confidentiality form filled out so that I can get your password and stuff set up. This is a live view, so you're looking at live data. If you've sent us an email or provided information to us on a slip, usually records are updated by mid-afternoon on Tuesday. And so if you come in Monday night and it's not there yet, it probably will be by Tuesday afternoon. We try to get everything done on Monday. It depends on the workload. Sometimes it carries over. But if you email back in, say, Tuesday afternoon and say, no, her name is supposed to be spelled this way, and we go in and fix that, then you'll be able to see that pretty quick. Okay? So this is live information. It's not, you know, delayed or, you know, like your hard copy, where from week to week it can change and your hard copy doesn't. This is going to be up-to-date information. You've got if you will be so kind to let us know when leadership changes in the class, then we can make sure that we take them off of the access. That way that we have an accurate list of who is currently serving. It also helps control the access. We've got reports. What I said about the Excel, we talked about the email. You can also do the Excel. It will take out more fields than what you see here. For instance, this has a home phone, but it doesn't list the cell phone. The cell phone usually is one of the fields that exports. But it also exports several ID fields that you won't need. So there'll be some cleanup when you do that. But typically, and it may change with updates with Word, you're never really sure, but usually you get two warnings. One, that it's going to download. And two, that when you open the Excel file, that you want to be careful because you may not recognize the file source. Well, since you've downloaded it from Arena, then you're relatively sure that it's a good file. You can go ahead and click OK and let it open the file. And then save it as your Excel 97 to 2003 or whatever format you want to save it in. But you'll typically get both of those error messages or notices. I guess one of them's not really an error. But you want to be sure that you're aware of those, you just accept those as you go through. We're back at the guest information. That's up here at the top right. You just click on that. Or if I go back to the member homepage, it's also... Oh, no, it's here. So guest or member information. So it's under the group. So from the member homepage, you go into the group leader toolbox, and it's there.
Page 9.
Okay, so page 9. Yep. And page 10, again, is the sample. And that will automatically go to our office, and we'll update the information as it comes in. Page 11 is the attendance reporting. And so we're going to look at these tabs across here. This is relatively new. It was not something that was available last year. We've added it. And I want to talk about the different types. The attendance summary, the one you see down here at the bottom, is the one that we've had for a while. And it is under this first tab. It says occurrences and attendance summary. Okay? The others are all new information. So I can go into the past Sunday visiting prospects. Let me go out. I'm going to log back in as my class so you can actually see the report work. Okay. So I'm going to go into Group Leader Toolbox and go to my class. And so past Sunday visiting prospects. And you can see that it's showing me the visitors to Sunday school and the members visiting, because they're still considered a visitor. And so it's giving me a list of those names. Past Sunday totals is just what it says it is. It's the count for that Sunday. Missing you report 2 weeks or 3 weeks. These are consecutive missed meetings. So this person has attended at some point. So in this case, missed two meetings. They attended 3 weeks ago. Whether that was their first time to attend or they've been regular up to that point, they've now missed two consecutive meetings or classes. And then the missing you 3 weeks is the same thing. They've missed now 3 weeks consecutively. And so it gives you a way to follow up and reach out to people. The monthly attendance summary is pretty much what it says it is. It gives you the class members. This does give you their cell phones listed here. And then how many times they've attended and the last time they attended. And is anybody in here part of Next Gen Youth Children Preschool? Any of that? Nope. Okay. There is a parent report. We're not going to look at that. It just gives parent information if you're looking at a kid's record. And so those are just some reports that you have access to now to be able to better track your people and to catch those that have been gone 2 weeks and send a card, say, hey, we missed you or something like that. This does have the Excel export. It doesn't have the email, but the email is a hyperlink. And so if the last time that this person attended was 5 weeks ago, they're not going to be on either of those missing you reports, because those are looking at just 2 weeks and 3 weeks. And so if they've been out five, then you can come over here and see the last date that they've attended and send them a one-on-one email. Okay? Any questions on this so far?
I do, before you move on.
Okay.
On the group email. So, I can put my email address as the sender and the receiver, and they'll, okay, so it doesn't have, because I was told that it had, that everything came back to y'all, which is that wrong information.
There is, if you're dealing with the specific outreach for the people that were taken off of the rolls last summer, that is a different thing, and those can only be sent out and come back to the office because of the way that that process is handled. But this is dealing with your class.
Yeah.
Yes, you can put in your email, and it will go out from you. Now, the from will not show up in your outbox or your sent items in Outlook.
Right.
But the replies will come back to your Outlook.
Right.
But or whatever keep, it is that you use.
But you can keep a record of it in Arena.
Yes.
That's number one. Number two, so I could send out an email to any and all people within our class as long as I filtered it correctly or however I wanted to do it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. In fact, I want to say Livingstone sends out their prayer list through this.
Well, everybody in our class just sends it out all just from, you don't even know where.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Amazing. I mean, it would be really nice if we had one spot to go to.
Mm-hmm. Well, and then this is always current emails. It's current phone numbers. You know, hopefully.
The records of the church.
Hopefully. Well, but they're going to be as current.
Current as ours.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. We're not going to do anything with this, but on page 12, is information about the Google form and the Google Docs. Essentially, you have the same capability that we talked about here in Arena through the Google format. The Google form they've set up lets you do essentially the same thing as our guest form up here at the top. Where's my mouse? So the guest member form. So the Google form lets you do that. So you're putting the white paper essentially electronically. What that does is then immediately creates a contact queue in the Google Doc. And so that gives you, you can see the picture at the bottom, that gives you an immediate tracking of the first-time visitors, the visitors to church, and the missed 2 weeks or missed 3 weeks is going to show up on that contact queue. Now, you cannot, I mean, well, you can edit this, but any edit that you do to this form is going to be overwritten. And so every Wednesday, this form is going to be overwritten. So the only thing that's going to maintain is off to the right where you see the contacted by and contact notes, that information will stay. Address, email, everything else will come off of this report. It'll be updated every week.
Why do we want to use this?
It is just an alternative for somebody that likes using the Google format. It just is an alternative, just a different way to access the information. It's still using Arena data. It's still live. It just is a different choice.
You don't have to log into Arena to get to the data.
Right.
The data's already right there.
Yeah. And so it's just a different choice. You still have to have the confidentiality form on file to get access to that. The attendance tracking, I'm going to show you that. We're about done, so I don't know that we'll get into anything else, but let's go to the home page and go to the attendance. So I'm at the attendance search. Instead of the group leader toolbox, I'm at the attendance search. And the group name, so if I put in the bridge, and my attendance date was, what was Sunday, the 24th? Where's my slide? 24. And say find groups, the blue button. Then it's going to give me the occurrence that's already created for that group. And there's a link here under view. If I click on that and apply filter, then I'm now in where I can post attendance. If you have a really large group, you can use the name filter, and so I could filter it to all the A's. Or I could do it person by person, however you wanted to do that. A check mark is all that you have to do. There's no save. Once you check it, it updates and it keeps that information. And so then you've posted your attendance. Now if you went to that past visitors, you know, recent visitors, this is going to be live because it's already in the system. Just like your contact queue would also be there. Okay? This shows you how to do an occurrence. If you need to edit one or something, if you give me a call, I can walk you through it. But this is how you would do it the more difficult way. Coming here to attendance search and putting in the name of the class and the date is going to be easier. I'm hoping that by the time you actually use this, this apply filter will default to where that just drops out to the class, and you won't have to use that, but we'll see. The last thing I want to talk about just real quick is the slips. On the first one, on page 16, the first one is the white slip. If you will give me as much information as you can about the individual, that's very helpful. The only thing that we require is one form of contact. So if all you can get is an email, that's great. Get a name and an email, and we'll put them in the system. But if you just get the name, I can't put them in the database. Okay? The more information that you get, the better, of course. Then we can make sure that we're not double entering somebody. If you can get a birth date, that's amazing, because then if we've got John Smith and we've got John S. Smith and John S. Smith Jr., we can identify which one of those is the right John Smith. Sometimes you just can't get that information. That's okay. On the pink slip, which is the bottom one with the little pink border around it, the one thing I want to point out to that is I need a signature at the bottom of that form. So if you're writing out a pink slip because somebody's going to change or they've moved, they're going to drop, or they've got an address, I need an initial or signature at the bottom of that.
And that can be asked even though it's the department secretary?
Whoever's writing it. I mean, whoever's filling out the form. Classes don't have a department secretary, and so whoever's filling it out just needs to initial it. We try to catch that and send them back because we really need that. We scan these into the records so that we have that on file. And again, if you need the form, you want access, if you sign that. Dorcas, I'm going to give you a surprise because I think your question about the information was great.
I love surprises.
So, if you will go see Diane back in the back, she's got a little gift card for you.
Okay, great.
And so I appreciate your participation. I think everybody hopefully gained a little bit of information. If nothing else, you've got my email, which is information that you might not have had before you came in. I hope you all have an amazing evening and are blessed by the time that you're here.
Yes. We had this one lady, Erin West, who said she used to go here, and she's part of the campus, but she came for a special event one Sunday. And so I even put on there just to see the campus, you know, just visiting. And she's still on that business.
Just right on CNN.
Sometimes it's just a, you know, they look at it and say, well, okay, this is my original thing from you. Of course, I changed my
password,
so I don't want
to make
one.
No,
it's already got access.
Yeah.
If they're a member of the class, then we need a reason.
Okay.
If they're a church member, then we need probably, we may even push back and say, okay, we need more. But if you're a visitor or Sunday school members, if you're looking for a reason, we usually take those. Unless there's some reason.
And
I
like for their anniversary date.
It probably is that they haven't gone someplace else, and Ben is particular about how we move off class members. And so, if you can give me a list, then if nothing else, I can give you a reason why they're still there or why they need to stay there.
We suddenly just need to play roles. How do we do that?
I probably need to come and do another group with y'all, another session.
Okay, quick question.
Yes.
A couple just joined our class. He will attend every Sunday, but she is volunteering in daycare.
Okay.
How do I mark her? She's going to be a member of our class.
She will have a status of, as long as you let us know that,
okay.
There is a Where is it? There's a volunteer status here.
Okay.
That she will be on your roll. She'll just drop to the bottom.
Okay.
And that way, if she shows up for a Sunday, you can mark her attendance.
Okay.
If she's not, but then if you do outreach or something, you can still pick her up and include her.
So will she appear on our sheets as a volunteer? We check her off.
You don't have to do anything unless she actually shows up in class.
Okay.
Because she's going to be counted in attendance where she works.
Oh, she will.
Where she helps.
Okay.
So she'll
be on the sheet, but don't mark it as attending.
Yeah, it's just for your reference. So if you send out something to all the ladies in the class, she'll get picked up.
Okay, that's what I need. Very good.
Mm-hmm. And I had another one, but I forgot.
Well, email me. I'll be glad to help you. Oh,
I forgot to hit stop.
Thank you.
If I ever hit...
Good.